Catch the NBA playoffs on Sling TV, the most flexible live TV streaming service, putting consumers in control to watch games their way with flexible subscriptions. Want to catch one game or a full series on ESPN? Grab a 1, 3, or 7-day pass. If you want to catch as many games as possible, get a monthly subscription with our ABC, NBC, and ESPN combo package. Either way, Sling lets you watch the playoffs your way with no long-term contracts. Learn more at sling.com.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Get it? The Burt Show.
Abby has kept this from us since October when she made a life-altering decision. And today is the first time she's coming clean on it.
I feel like I'm going to throw up. Like, that's how nervous I am for the segment. I've been thinking about this for a really long time. Yeah, almost, when did I go to London? Like, almost 3 months. And I was like, how do I want to break this news? And I kind of came up with this idea of how I was going to tell everyone what happened. I didn't even know if I was going to talk about it on air. And I decided to go through with it. And I'm ready to talk about about this thing that's going on in my life that is totally changed, especially in the last week, has totally changed my future.
I'm nervous for you.
Right. I feel like I'm going to throw up.
What a setup.
And this is about the same time yesterday you told us you almost pooped into a Walmart bag. So these are back-to-back days here.
I swear, if you tell us you're adopting a second cat, and that's what you're so nervous about.
Right, I know. So, like, I'm just really like, yeah, this is a lot. So anyway, I have 4 envelopes here. And I'm going to have you all take one down, pass it around. And I'll have you all open them on air live.
What a setup.
I know. I thought about maybe giving you guys the envelopes to like sit in front of you to like bring the drama. But I've been like such a ball of nerves that I'm...
Nice envelope, by the
Thank
way.
Thank you. Yeah. It's supposed to look official.
I'm the Powerball winner. Woo!
That would be great.
I would like to just say one thing. I want the opportunity to tell the story after we do two things. We have to do this and we have to do one other thing.
Okay.
You're going to have a lot of questions. You're going to be really shocked. And I would just appreciate it if you would just let me tell the story in the way that I want to tell the story.
Okay.
Absolutely. Let you cook.
I can already tell as a guy that has his eyes on the clock that we're going to have to do this in two parts.
No, we're not.
Should we wait until we have more time?
No. We're fine. We're fine with 5 minutes. Unless we need to be done at like 3 minutes.
No, we can do 5 minutes.
Okay.
But you, the way you're making it sound is going to take
it's fine. We're good. We're good with 5 minutes.
So what do you want us to do first, Abby? Okay. We are strictly following your rules of engagement.
I am too. So I have two things. I have this thing and I have one other thing. And then I will explain. It will make a lot more sense after the second thing. And then I will give the full story. But just let me cook.
Okay.
Let me cook. So open your envelopes.
Oh my God. Why am I so nervous?
Abby!
No way.
Abby!
What the?
No way.
Nah.
Abby!
So they're opening up a sonogram.
Abby!
I'm adding to the family, and I have pink and blue envelopes that I'm going to pass around, and we're going to see who's joining the family.
There's a couple of us who are incredulous in here.
I know.
I'm like tearing up.
Let me cook. Okay. Let me cook. Let me cook.
Okay. Not asking questions. So, but we have established that what it is.
Yep. It's a sonogram. We are adding to the family.
Can we open the second envelope?
And this is, we're going to do the reveal as to who's coming to the fam. Are you guys ready?
Yeah.
No.
Okay.
So open the second envelope.
Open the second envelope.
Oh my God.
Yep. There it is.
All right. That's such a cute cat.
I got a second cat.
You did all of this.
Abby Murphy.
Oh, just my God. I want to go home.
Get out of here.
This, did you Photoshop this to even have, like, your name on it? You picked an OB's office.
Yes, it's a cat sonogram.
Oh, my God.
I feel so duped. Wow. I'm never listening to this show again.
Wow.
And I'm going on Facebook today, and I'm ripping on you, and then you guys are going to have to block me.
I live for the dramatics. Anyway.
I love how it's like, I swear, if you say you're getting a second cat.
I can't believe, I was like, when you said that, I was like, can you shut up?
Right.
My bad. I was like, not you ruining the bit.
So you already got the cat?
Yeah, I got a cat. I got a cat this week.
Congratulations.
Yeah, that's great. Yeah.
What's the cat's name?
So this is a fun story. So yes. I picked out this name when I've had this name picked out for a while. My family, we always name our pets after places. And so I was like, I want to do something like kind of based around Atlanta. So I named her Peachtree City. And I was getting... funny enough, when I got the job and I was picking out places to live in Atlanta, my dad used to live in Atlanta. And he's like, do you want to be like a Dunwoody Debbie? Do you want to be
a
Buckhead Betty? So I named her Betty because Betty. I live in Buckhead.
Okay.
So yeah, now I have a cat. You guys all just seem so mad at me right now.
I'm not mad. I'm just like...
shocked.
Did you really believe the sonogram?
I did, actually, because she set it up so well, and it was so out of left field. I could absolutely see myself at your age, if I had no dating prospects, to be like, F it, I'm going to do this myself, and I'm going to raise a kid.
The fact
I could
that
totally
you started tearing
that.
Up was hilarious.
I was tearing up.
Your reaction is the funniest part of it all.
I was so disappointed with how this went.
I was so excited. I was like, Hazel and Max are going to have a playmate. Like,
I'm exhausted.
Yeah, I hate it. This was going to be such a good prank, and you guys are all so mad at me that
I'm
it didn't.
I'm not mad. I'm just exhausted.
I am not mad. I am highly entertained.
I am exhausted. I was fully preparing for you to tell us that you're having a kid, and it's just a damn cat.
Wash
over me.
You don't have to give me maternity leave.
You're on The Burt Show.
Of all the uncomfortable things we did this morning on The Burt Show, we've had a lot of them.
I'm exhausted. It's been a show.
It's Abby's fault.
I feel great. I have such a weight off my shoulders. I've been sitting on that for so long that I'm like, thank God that bit is over.
Look, if you're going to listen to a show on the podcast, listen to the whole thing today. If you haven't listened before, this has been an exciting, exhausting show today.
We're spent.
And our podcast is always uploaded segment by segment, or you can listen to the whole thing at one time, whatever, on any podcasting platform. This is the one that I was most uncomfortable about setting up yesterday. I just didn't like this at all. I'm getting soft and this woke culture is finally starting to get to me. But checking out, you know, celebrities with rough helmets, I didn't like this.
Yeah, this wasn't fun.
All right, so, and Rebecca's going to explain. And now that you say that, I can see how being in a heterosexual male's point of view that this would be a more difficult assignment than, say, that of a woman of any kind.
I like the nomenclature that Rebecca has used rather than rough helmets.
Yes.
It's not conventionally hot celebrities.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Irrationally, you might find them attractive. You have an affection for them. Like, speaking of affection that you might have for an animal, like how Abby just announced her new animal. I have a sexy secret. And that secret is that I personally find the fish who leads the tank in Finding Nemo, picture here.
Yes.
Very sexy.
He's an alpha. That's your hear me out.
This is my hear me out character, Gil from Finding Nemo.
The scar is what does it over his eye.
Oh my God, he's so rugged. He's brooding. His voice is so sexy. He's a bad boy with a heart. So Gil from Finding Nemo is my hear me out character. And this is a trend that's going off online. And it's so fun. People are exposing the potentially unfortunate looking, irrational, often animals or animated or otherwise just objectively not very sexy actors or people that they irrationally find very hot.
So the way this trend typically works on social media, you have a group of people. For the most part, it's been, you know, women, and they have a cake in front of them. And then they have these long sticks with these, you know, these hear me outs on them. And they walk up and they're like, hear me out. And they put their person in the cake. My favorite so far has been the girl who put another friend's dad in it.
Hey, yo.
Saw that.
She's like, she goes, hear me out. And she says the name and the girl in the back goes, that's my dad.
Does anyone have a photo of Mo's mom they're sharing today?
Hey, yo. Oh. She fine.
She is fine.
I get it.
See, and she wouldn't apply here because your mom, who was in video.
Hold on, Abby, what you trying to say?
Right? Wait,
mom is conventionally attractive.
Your mom is very hot.
Yes, so she would not apply in this instance. Right. But we have all selected our hear me outs, and we're going to go around the room, mm-hmm. and we're all going to take a turn until we have shared all our hear me outs.
I think based on Rebecca's, I think it's going to be very interesting difference between women and men here because she had reasoning other than just physically.
Yes.
The voice, and I think for like Mo and I, it's just going to be based strictly on aesthetics.
Yeah, I didn't think that far either.
What do you mean aesthetics? It has nothing to do with aesthetics, really.
That's how I interpreted it. When you said conventionally hot, I just thought you were talking about aesthetics and physically.
I did too.
So I've got three women here that I wouldn't consider conventionally hot celebrities, but I do find them pretty hot.
Okay, well then you do your first one and then we'll just go around the horn.
Okay. Megan Mullally.
Oh. Okay. Right. I see it. She's attractive though.
Yeah.
I would not consider her unconventionally hot.
I would say not. She's not conventionally hot.
Her husband's hot.
Who's that?
Nick Offerman.
Mm. Oh, is that right? Mm-hmm. I wouldn't say he's conventionally hot either.
He's not. He would play here.
Right. Hear me out. He's built like a tree trunk.
Okay. And I can't put my finger on it, but I know that when she was on Will and Grace, I found myself sort of attracted to her.
I like it because she always was showing off the cleavage.
Maybe that was it.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, so here's my first hear me out. He's a zaddy who's a baddie. Mm. Give it up for Tom Bergeron.
Oh, I see it. Damn.
Tom Bergeron.
I'd be afraid I'd break his hip.
I love a man with a sense of humor. And the fact that he was able to host America's Funniest Home Videos, but he wasn't corny about it. Like, he did it with a little grace, and he did it with a little class. Mm-hmm. And when he was hosting on Dancing with the Stars, his wit and his improv, he's just... He's my first hear me out.
He does it for you.
He does it. All right, Mo, your turn.
All right, I'm typically not attracted to monsters or monstresses, but something about Connie the hormone monstrous just does it for me, man. I'm gonna keep it real here.
Wait, who is this and what is she from?
I don't know what she's from, but I always saw her on Twitter with people saying, hear me out, and I get it.
Yeah.
Is the thing. Yep, I completely get it.
You look at that picture and you know she has an OnlyFans somehow.
She definitely has an OnlyFans.
And she got some cake.
Doesn't she?
All right,
show is Big Mouth, FYI.
You're going to notice a theme with mine because I hate on real life men enough. I decided to give some fake men some love here. So my hear me out is ka-chow! Lightning McQueen.
Okay.
He's ambitious. He's got goals. He's a winner. Love a man who wins. And he's got a nice smile. Beautiful teeth.
Mm-hmm. All
beautiful
right. Teeth. This one, again, strictly on aesthetics. And this is actually a celebrity that me and my girlfriend have talked about before. We had talked about celebrity crushes. And I'm like, you know what? I'll tell you who it is for me. She's not conventionally hot. But she's not ugly either.
Say hear me out before you do it.
Hear me out. And she's had a really rough week, so I hate even doing this.
Like what?
Aubrey Plaza.
Oh. I think you misunderstood the assignment.
No, she is not hot. She is nowhere near hot.
It's not just that you don't find, it's like that everyone would not find her hot.
She's definitely not a hear me out.
That's why you have to say hear me out.
Okay. Yes.
Now you're cooking.
Tilda Swinton. Yes.
Okay. There is something mysteriously.
The witch from Narnia.
Yeah. She's androgynous.
She was in Doctor Strange. Also, is that where I saw her?
I don't know.
Yeah.
But she's unique.
There is something. So, I just feel like when the lights go off, she is a freak.
I can't believe.
I can see it.
Of all the weeks to pick Aubrey Plaza for a hear me out.
I know.
She's single
now. It was a compliment.
We must cleanse the palate.
Rebecca at thebertshow.com.
No. We are going to cleanse the palate.
This is not all a right. podcast. This is mainstream.
You ready for me to move on?
I was saying.
Okay. All right. So here you go. This is my next hear me out and give it a beat because I have a little audio to go with it. All right.
Okay.
Hear me out. And I don't even think this is a stretch of a hear me out. I think a lot of people are going to agree. Bandit from Blue Age.
Shut yes. up.
Dad! Listen, this man.
Dog.
This dog.
Dog man?
Let's be very clear. This blue healer
named Bandit Healer. The way he is raising his daughters, he is such a girl dad. He's a great dancer. He's a great communicator. He supports and loves his wife and her ambitions.
He's got an accent.
Oh my God! The Australian accent? Are you kidding me? The way he says Pavlova? I love me some Bandit. They have an episode called Pavlova.
That's my favorite, with the peas, and he turns into our French chef.
Yes!
And he'll say the most random stuff in French. He's like, go clean the window, but they think he's talking about food. Sorry, this is for the moms.
Yeah,
this is for the moms.
All right, Mo.
All right, hear me out. This one is more for gamers. I know you guys don't really game like that, but if anybody plays Mortal Kombat, they would understand. Give me Melina from Mortal Kombat.
Is it because she can unhinge her jaw?
It's all of it. It's giving sexy. I'm telling you.
What is in her mouth currently? What's wrong with her?
A lot.
Yeah.
But she bites people's heads off and things of that nature, but she does it in a sexy way.
Okay.
And you got to look at the fit. If see the body in the fit, you would understand.
And in seeing your pics, I certainly understand how I did not understand the assignment.
Okay. you're getting it now?
Yeah, I'm getting it now.
My next one is Robin from the Hood.
Yeah! Give me that sexy
from
fox! He's morally gray. He's trying to help the poor.
Yep.
He marries a Maid Marian in the end, so he loves commitment. He's willing to put a ring on it. Robin Hood
knows how to wear some tights. Look at him. Sexy.
I gave two last rounds, yep. So I'm skipping.
All right. Oh, you got Halle Berry?
Yeah. She is almost 50 now.
Hey. All right, my last hear me out. And Rebecca, you're going to love this. Cyrax from House of Dragon. This is the dragon that Rhaenyra rides in House of Dragon. And I got a deep dive into the dragons on House of Dragon and Cyrax, because there is something about, because they're so powerful and their loyalty and they just how they can just and
they'll take you for a ride.
Yes, they will. It's a girl dragon.
Ooh.
So I'm bi for dragons.
Okay.
I love that. Rebecca deserves no enjoyment on this show after that bad
show. Okay. But this is my last hear me out. Cyrax, the dragon from House of Dragons. Mo.
All right, I feel like I have to explain this one because I pulled the Bert on this one.
Oh, you did?
I don't think she's unattractive, but I just think she's not in the wheelhouse of someone I would normally be attracted to, so it might come as a surprise that I find her so sexy. And it's more her character than her in real life, but it's Hannah Waddingham, and who is Rebecca Welton in Ted Lasso.
Okay, yes. She is so smoking hot.
I had no idea who she was before Ted Lasso, but I think her character is absolutely sexy.
Again, I think she is conventionally sexy, so I don't really think she applies to hear me out, because I can totally understand why you find her
You
hot.
Followed Melina from Mortal Kombat with Hannah Waddingham.
Look, Cass, I got two for three.
Now, if he would have picked the picture where she is ringing the bell, and saying shame, and
yes.
Game of Thrones.
Correct.
Then he's got a great point. It's same person.
That's what I was going for.
Did you know that was her in Game of Thrones?
I did know. I just found that out recently.
Okay, the last one I have is for all the horse girls out there. Did you get horse or whores?
Horse.
Okay, for all the horse whores out there, we got Spirit, the cartoon horse.
What? He does have a nice chest.
Man. Look at the jawline, the muscle tone.
I'm a sucker for a man with good hair. Look at it blowing in the wind.
It's floppy brown hair.
Love some brown hair on a man. You can grab it. You can steer him.
Just clearly understands how to do bench press, the upper press, lower press, because that's a very defined chest.
He's got great pectorals.
Well done. Well done.
The Bert Show.
There really is no easy way to say this. And if you're not a Bert Show constant listener, one of our P1s or a podcast listener, you may not know that my mother has stage 4 breast cancer. They caught it a couple years ago at stage 2, treated it. It they got rid of it for all intents and purposes, and then it came back. They caught it on a scan for something else completely different. It's a very aggressive form of breast cancer, and it has spread throughout her entire body, and it's terminal. And it's been very difficult for us to navigate. She only lost her mother in her 90s a couple years ago, so it feels very unfair. So my family's been navigating it, and I've tried to keep it light, and I've tried to keep their perspective that, you know, people have it worse. And, you know, while it's not happening to me, she's the one with the cancer having to deal with it. It's still my mother, and it's still happening to me in a way. And times have been very dark for me, and it's been very difficult, and I've been very angry and bitter and trying not to go down that path. It, like I said, it's terminal. We're not quite sure how much longer she has. She's getting treatment at MD Anderson in Houston. They managed to shrink some tumors or stop the growth of some, but it spread to her brain, her spleen, all over. Well, a few weeks ago, the Burt Show fam did something so kind for me that brought me to tears. We were coming back from Thanksgiving, and I was surprised because the entire staff showed up and decorated my RV, because we're living in an RV, separate story. We're living in an RV, decorated with the Christmas lights, the yard with Christmas lights, my kids' playset, our bridge, all lit up with Christmas lights and Christmas decorations, inflatables. Mo, your girlfriend was there. Your podcast partner was there. Abby was there, like Rebecca, Kristen was there. Jimmy came. And it was just one of the most beautiful displays of friendship and love and community that I had ever witnessed, especially for myself. And I am so grateful to have a work family like you guys and your support, because I really needed some light. And coming home to that was just knowing that I had a community made me feel so loved and welcomed and supported. And I posted that video to my social media, and of course I sent it to my mom, and she wanted to write you guys a little note. It's not a long letter, but a letter, a thank you letter, for that gift of kindness and for everything else that all of you have done individually. Bert, you text me almost every single day checking in on me. Kristen, you've done so much for me too with the kids and making sure Chad and I get time together. Everyone's reached out. So I am going to do my best to read this without resetting the X days since I've cried meter, and I'll try and hold back the tears. To the Burt Show staff, this card is to show our appreciation of Cassie's work colleagues. Both my husband and I saw the, she calls it the Love Actually video, because all of you held up cute little cards with motivational sort of, not quotes, but just to make me feel good, messages. So I saw the Love Actually video and the wonderful job of creating a Christmas garden at Cassie's house. We cannot express how much it touched our hearts to see all of you do this for our daughter. We know how important you are to her, but to see such thoughtfulness and kindness from you to help her through this time in life goes beyond measure. Thank you. It gives us great peace and calm to know you are there for her, her Atlanta family. Again, thank you for showing her the lightness. Sincerely, Angela and Martin Young. And I just want to say thank you too, because while you gave me and my family that gift with a hot chocolate, I know, and y'all brought wine and the fire pit, which we use every single night now that you guys bought, you gave my mom a gift. And the gift was her knowing that I'm going to be okay when she passes on.
Wow.
Because I have you guys. And I know your colleagues, this is a working environment, but it's so much more than that by the nature of what we do every day and how personal we get on the air. I mean, how many other workplaces can you say? It's not like you go to like Chase Bank and start crying about your mom with cancer to Betty the teller next door, you know?
It's not like the person in the cubicle next to you tells you that they almost pooped in a Walmart bag in a Bucky's parking lot.
You guys will do anything to bring up that story again.
Thank you for the levity, Abby. Thank you.
So it's more than that. You guys are my Atlanta family. You're my family. And every single one of you, even if I don't hang out with you all the time, I feel like when we get into this building, not only are we co-workers, but there's a different support system here. And you can see it when you show up on a Sunday, your day off work, to make somebody else's day and make their lives better.
And I want to say thank you for giving that gift to my parents, because I know my mom worries. I mean, she shouldn't. I'm 39. I'm well established. I'm good. But I think as a parent, now that I have children, knowing that there's a network of other people who will be there to catch my kid if she happens to fall or needs that help is invaluable. So I don't think you realized it that day with all the check-ins and everything that you're doing, that you gave me a gift, but you gave a bigger gift to someone who is going to be passing away soon of cancer. So on that note, I'm going to reset the cry meter to 0 days since Tears on the Burt Show. And thank you for everything that you've done on behalf of not only my mom and dad, but also me.
Love you.
Love you guys.
Love you.
The Burt Show. The Burt Show.
Let me give you a good example of how things can go from bad to rock bottom very, very quickly. All right. Bad, getting pulled over and getting a DUI. Rock bottom sounds like this. This is a 22-year-old Hooters waitress that just got pulled over by the cops for a DUI.
We're going to make out here. Okay. We're going to make out here.
No, we're not. Here,
turn off the lights.
Wait, right there.
Turn off the lights. Right. I got to pee, bro.
I know.
Bro, I got to pee.
Okay, do you want to try this first exercise for me?
I will do anything for you, Daddy.
Right. Can you put your feet together?
Put my feet together.
And your hands on your side?
Whatever you say, Daddy.
Okay. Daddy. Are you wearing contacts right now?
Are you wearing contacts right now?
No, I'm wearing glasses. Hey, Sophia. Hey,
I swear to God, I'm wearing contacts.
Like 2 seconds.
Why are you such a nerd, bro?
Wow, we went from daddy to nerd like that.
Wait, she puts up her shirt and is showing him like her Hooter shirt, and it's very, very tight because he's saying, look me in the eyes. And she's like, these are my eyes.
My eyes are down here.
That's rock bottom. Goes from bad to rock bottom quick.
I'm guessing she was arrested.
She was arrested.
Yeah.
No. Cop just said, okay, you know what? Get in your car. You seem fine to me.
You work at Hooters. I love Hooters. Give me some free wings. I'll let you go.
All right, Mo. So maybe you're a fraud in one area in your life.
I don't think there's any maybe about it. I am a complete fraud, but I didn't do it for myself. I was being selfless.
You're being a fraud for the greater good?
Yes. I think that's the best way to put it. So there I was, minding my business, and I'm in this bar, really popular bar in Thailand. And I knew something was different when I walked in because, like, right at the bar where we were sitting, there's, like, a bunch of Connect Four. Like the board games, right?
Uh-huh.
And they're just out, and I just never seen anything like it, but I just kind of assumed, like, okay, that's probably, like, something that they do. They play Connect Four at the bar with the bartenders.
Now, are these the traditional size Connect Fours? Because I've seen them, like, huge, mm-hmm. too, like 6 foot by 6 foot.
Yeah, no, not those. Like, the traditional size ones, and it's, like, 4 or 5 of them just lined up all along the bar. So we sit down. And I guess this is one of those moments in life when you've been with, like, your partner for a few years, but you learn that you don't know everything about them. And as I sit there, I realize that the bartenders are all playing Connect Four, but there's one particular bartender that comes out and plays you if you win. So what I learn is you play a bartender, right? If you can beat one of them, you play for a drink. So if you win, then you get a drink. If you lose, then they get a drink. You have to bar the bar.
Mm-hmm.
But if you win, mm-hmm. they let you play the Grandmaster, who this guy is literally considered the best Connect Four player in the world. That's what they tell you.
Can you paint us a picture of what the Grandmaster of Connect Four in Thailand looks like?
I'm assuming he's in a throne.
He did have a lot of swag. He
wearing a robe.
He stood out. I'll say that. Like, yeah. He had on a different outfit. He had, like, zippers on his jacket. His jacket had a lot more swag. Tall guy, nice looking guy. He's the man, right? Okay. And he's walking around and he's making drinks for everybody. And literally, if anybody wins, like if somebody calls out and says got one, he goes over there. And if you win against one of the other bartenders, but if you can beat him, then you get 5 free drinks and you get to put your picture up on the wall.
Now, listen, you and I both just binged Squid Game 2.
Uh-huh.
This makes me a little nervous because you're like, you're in a different country and they're playing kids games. And do you really know what you're entering yourself into?
Funny you say that, because no, I did not. I had no idea what was really going on. I'm not much of a Connect Four guy. I just wanted a drink. But they slide the Connect Four like board the game over to me. Just slide it to me.
It's almost like a challenge. Like
exactly.
Yeah.
So I look.
Yeah,
at
why would you not play a game of Connect Four to see if you'll win a drink? Yeah. Like, it sounds like fun.
Because I knew I was gonna lose. I actually didn't want to play. Like I was like, I'm not gonna beat this guy. Like this is not my thing. I mean, I might as well just buy you a drink, bro. So he's like, nah, just give it a shot. So then I feel out of nowhere, my lady taps me on the leg and goes, do it. So I'm like, what?
Now you got to show out for your lady.
Right now. But yeah. I'm thinking I'm going to lose in front of her. Uh-huh. So we start playing. The guy puts, and I go to put mine in.
He do puts you start in. Side or middle?
He went first, which I felt like was against the rules, but whatever. Like, how did he get to go first? But he put it in
home
the middle.
Game.
So then
yeah.
It's a home game.
Makes sense. So I went in the corner.
Okay.
Because there was a Connect Four strategy that I was taught once in life, but I couldn't remember it. I'm trying to remember. So then I'm about to go and put my second piece in, and I feel that same tap on the leg. And then she kind of whispers in my ear, because it's loud in there, so they can't tell she's talking to me.
Mm-hmm.
So she's like, no, two to the left.
Oh.
So I'm like, okay. So boo-boo, put it in. And then she now guides me through the rest of the game. I had no idea my lady is like some kind of Connect Four.
Savant.
Yeah, like she's, so she's like, one to the right. Three to the left.
She's like on the limitless pill. She's seeing moves before they even happen.
Right. So now I see like the guys.
She's like Connect Four Rayman.
So
I think I would have gone more with the limitless thing.
Okay, sorry.
I think that's more of a compliment.
My bad.
So she, after like three or four moves, she goes one to the left and you got him. So I put it in. I didn't even see it. I put it in and boom. I win.
You beat the Grandmaster?
No, I beat the first guy.
Oh, the first bartender.
So I get the drink.
Okay.
So now the Grandmaster comes. That's what happened. They call him over.
Now you got his attention.
So, right.
Okay.
So I was like, you play him. She's like, no, I don't want to play him. You got it. So I'm like, all right. So I same thing.
Even though she's really playing.
She's just playing the instrument. Right. Yeah. She didn't want the attention. That's not her thing. She don't want to be center of attention. She hates that. She wants to be behind the scenes in my ear, right? So I'm like Neo from the Matrix at this point. Two to the left, three to the right. I'm just doing whatever she says. So I put the last piece in, boom, and then he puts it in right after me, like boom, boom. And then he gets excited because he's like, I got you. And then she goes, no, you don't.
Uh-oh.
He had you first.
Uh-oh.
The whole bar stops.
What?
They're like, oh, he won it. And then so I start going crazy. Like, I won. And they're like, you won. So I'm telling her, I'm like, we won and we're celebrating. So then they're like, oh, you have to come up. You have to come up and take a picture on the stage. So now we can put your picture up.
So now, Maurice Mitchell, your picture is up in a random bar in Thailand for beating the Connect Four Grandmaster?
Yes.
What? You know what I'm living
That's
in.
Great.
Yes, and I did nothing. I did nothing to deserve it.
What's the old cliche behind every great man?
There's a great woman.
Yes, she is.
The Bert Show.